The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I hope you are taking it easy out there and welcome to the show. I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband Dave, or the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. I gotta say, I love following Dr. Merkel back to health.
Oh,
he
yeah.
is so cool. we can listen in the car, and then if we get in here really quick, we can see him in the studio finishing up the show, and he is just so energetic, and I'll tell you, spot on about so many things. So thanks,
right.
Dr. Merkel. We love following that. We're going to have a lot to talk about here today. Dave's an ASE Master Certified Technician for over 40 years. And at Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. And welcome to the show today, Dave.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So thrilled to be here. As always, had an interesting drive in. Maybe we'll talk about that later, but it's always a blast to be here.
Yeah,
it's the fastest hour in radio.
We have a lot in store on today's show. We're going to be talking a lot about your vehicle needs, but mostly your family needs, your driving needs, getting from point A to point B, being dependable, what to know, what to expect. Automobile is one of the biggest investments that we make, and we need to know that we can rely on our automobile. So
right.
we've got a lot to talk about today.
Like Dr. Merkel said, you maintain your body and you maintain your vehicle, and those are two very important things, obviously. There's other things in life to maintain, but pretty important. So we're going to talk about that, focus on that today. So, hey, Jan, how can people reach us at Murphy's Auto Care?
Well, you can always email Dave at murphysautocare.com. He will answer all your questions. We will be taking questions on the show today, but if you're not able to call in, then you can email Dave at Murphy's Auto Care. You can also call 426-AUTO. That's 426-2886. You can contact us anytime. Log on to our website, murphysautocare.com. You can request an appointment there, and you can also learn more about us.
Absolutely. So it's a always-changing website, murphysautocare.com. A lot of pictures, a lot of blogging going on, and full of information about the automotive service business in general, as well as the information about our company, which is celebrating its 25th year in Beaver Creek.
Already. Whew. That
yeah.
went quick.
Yeah, we're celebrating some years together too, aren't we, Jan? But we'll get to that in a minute. So, I mentioned it's been an interesting week. Just briefly, earlier this week, I was on the air with Larry Hanskin as well as Ron Otto, and we were certainly talking about how vehicles were going to be affected by this last round of weather we had coming through. And, it always focused on the same things: batteries, battery life, what's the expectation out of a battery. Tires, making sure your tires have proper air. You talked about tires last week and TPMS, tire pressure monitoring systems, and how critical that is, about walking around your car when it's cold. And of course, we talked a little bit also about how to get in your car when it's frozen. So I don't know if you encountered any of those things this week, but if you want to talk about them, we're happy to help you with that and share our tips and ideas on that.
Well, and I think what you shared on the radio this week during the drive time was, it's not just extremely cold, but any extreme conditions can affect your battery life and
Absolutely.
Your tire, the air in your tires and your TPMS, and just being prepared for all weather driving conditions is key. Being prepared, knowing what to plan for, knowing what to expect, and that's really what we're about here on Auto Talk, is to help you know what to expect and know what to plan for with
That's
your
right.
automobile needs.
Just a little preparation, and of course, we we're always about maintaining vehicles, because we know maintaining vehicles is what keeps your vehicle safe, dependable, and overall saving you money on all of the vehicles you own. So just a little bit of prevention. That's all it really takes, right? And a little attention to
it. That's right. Well, Dave, you said you wanted to talk about us for a little bit.
I think it's been, we've done this show now for a few years, and we've always enjoyed it, and we're so thankful for all of our listeners. But I'm sure there's new listeners that have come on board with us also. And I think back in the beginning when we started with Auto Talk, we talked about you and I, our relationship, our business, and our life together. And I thought it would be a good time. We're kind of starting off the year, you know, I'm going to let you lead into, or I'll lead in. Okay, I'll do it. How we actually came to be Jan and Dave Murphy and the owners of Murphy's Auto Care. So quite a few years ago, Jan's parents used to be customers at our, at that time, Sohio Gas Station out in Beaver Creek. And we serviced her parents' cars, and eventually we serviced her cars. And that's where we met. So she actually came in once. I talked to her. If you know anything about me, I'm a very avid boater. I've had a boat since I was 14 years old, basically. And so I asked her to go out boating with me, go water skiing when we were both pretty young. So that kind of started our relationship together. She knew I was very interested in the automotive service business. And as time went on, I, of course, became a master certified technician, went and left the service side of it for a little while, worked for a manufacturer of automotive parts and was a trainer. And then we came back because I was very tired of traveling, and we'd been married at that point in time, about 10 years, and already had three of our four children, and it was just time for me to come back home. So we purchased the business where I started working, which at that time was called Tom's Ohio, or Tom's Automotive out in Beaver Creek. At any rate, now it became Murphy's Auto Care in 1994, and ever since then, it's been Murphy's Auto Care. We've expanded several times. But we still work together each and every day in our business, and we enjoy it, right?
Yeah, it's a 7-by-10-foot office.
That's why I go out in the bays.
That we share.
Get a little break. But
it's about the size of a bathroom.
It is. It is. And we're thrilled to be celebrating our 25th year this year. If you were with us, if you've been following us in our company, you know, when we had our 20th anniversary, we had Mario Andretti with us. That was really, really cool to celebrate that. But also what I think the best part of it is our employees have been with us for the vast majority of that time, as well as our four children have all worked through our business, in our business, or through our business. Of course, our oldest son, Brian, is still with us, and we're very proud of that. So that's a little bit about Murphy's Auto Care.
Yep, that's a little bit about us, and we love doing it every day. So we want to thank everyone for supporting us over the years, and this will be our 25th year. So
we're
super excited about business, all the changes in the automotive industry, technology. I mean, we take pictures with iPads and store all our data electronically, and we can like send it off to you really quick. You don't have to come in and go out and look at the car all the time unless you really want to.
Absolutely,
and it's just so cool. We embrace technology at Murphy's Auto Care.
We certainly do, and we always will. I think that's just been my nature to want to know what makes the watch tick. So I to my fault at times took things apart as a child. My parents probably weren't happy about that, but hey, my brother was right there with me. So and someday he'll be on the show with us because he is as interested in things, all things mechanical and electronic, as I am, and I dearly love him as my brother. So we got a call here. Let's go out on the lines real quick. By the way, if you want to call us today, 457-1290, that number is 457-1290. Give us a call. We're going out to Mike right now. Mike, how you doing?
All right.
Thanks for joining us on Auto Talk. Thanks for listening to us talk a little bit about us. We want to hear about you now. What's going on?
I got a 08 Chevy Tahoe that was recently at a dealership for some service, and the vehicle was left outside Thursday night into Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to go pick it up, went to go start it, it cranked once, and that was it. So weak battery. The weather killed the battery. So they went inside and got a jumper box for me, jumped the battery. Well, the heater was left on in the vehicle when they shut it off last. Jumped the vehicle, let it warm up, run for 10 minutes. I left, and the front heater is not blowing. Did they pop a fuse? I mean, I've looked for the fuses or a what did they do? I mean, did it possibly pop something, or do you think it's just coincidence and the blower motor went out? The rear blower is working. It's got the rear AC and
sure.
Rear heat.
Sure.
But the front is not.
Okay. So is it commanding when you control it at the front? I mean, obviously
yep.
The blower, you're telling it to speed up, speed down. What do you see happening?
I mean, when you speed it up and speed down, it will in the back. I mean,
okay.
It shows.
Okay.
You know, it's got the dual climate zone, and the digital readout.
Right,
everything's
right.
Working as far as that goes.
I would do. How many miles are on your vehicle, Mike?
75,000.
Okay, so it's kind of low, really. I don't. Obviously, they didn't intentionally do anything to damage your vehicle. Obviously, is it possible a voltage spike just from jumping the vehicle has affected an electronic component? Absolutely. Is it possible that it has blown one of the fuses? There should be two, if not three, fuse panels on that vehicle. There's at least two.
For sure.
Yeah. And it's also possible that the blower motor itself, just from the extreme cold, is just stuck. Okay. If you can reach the motor and with the fan on, just tap on it. Just tap on it with like something solid.
Is it under the dash on a passenger side, or is it under the hood somewhere?
It's probably going to be accessible through the glove box and off the top of my head on the passenger side inside. You should be able to see. You just want to get to the motor end of it, right? Just okay. turn the thing on, tap on it, see if it takes off and starts running. That's highly possible.
Does the front have a separate motor than the rear?
Yes, it does. In the rear, on the right rear side, there's an evaporative box back there where you've got an evaporator, a blower motor, some other stuff back there. So they're two separate motors, okay?
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm sure they didn't do anything intentionally.
No,
it may
right.
be coincidental. And you know, if you have a good relationship with them to start with, if you can't get it going, just take it back and see if they want to take a look at it for you.
Now, some of the bigger fuses under the hood, fuse box, are the big... It's got some of the bigger gray and black fuses, you know, that are
yeah.
solid, you can't see.
Yeah.
Are those, any of those control the heater, you know, the blower motor?
Again, I'm always going to refer to the wiring diagram. So first place, we'll start, and then we'll go look and see which one of those service panels is it. But typically, that's not going to have any more than a 30-amp fuse at the most. And it wouldn't be what you're talking about, a maxi fuse. It typically is
right.
not a maxi fuse, which are okay. much larger. So, yeah, I would say it's possible the fuse is blown. It's also highly likely the blower motor itself is just stuck internally.
So just even when the weather warms up here in the next few days, that might...
You may go driving down the road and just jarring it may break it loose and cause it to spin, okay?
Okay.
But the first thing to do is get a wiring diagram or take it back to someone who can. And just, you know, you can check for power once you get to the motor right away or in that circuit. And if there's no power, then we've lost it. We got a fuse. So,
okay.
All right. Hey, great question. And you know, that stuff happens to folks all the time, but it sounds like you're approaching it the right way. Mike, we're going to run to a break here. We appreciate your call and stay warm.
All right.
All right. Absolutely.
Well, it was a really good question. Sounds like you had a few different things going on, including the environmental conditions, which, you know, could be like a perfect storm with everything. I didn't catch what he was taking it in specifically for.
Yeah, I don't think he mentioned that.
Okay.
But he did mention, of course, the battery was weak
right.
to start with. And so it obviously the cold temperatures got it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when the battery's that low and it brings everything down, all the control modules are also, they go to sleep. You know, and so that in itself shouldn't prevent that from working. But there's a network on that vehicle, and it just depends. You know, there could be 50 different things that are a fault right now.
Right, and so we'll be going to a break. We'll be right back. Give us a call today, 457-1290. Thanks for joining in.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Score great savings now during Menards Super Sale. Menards has the largest stock sheet vinyl selection featuring beautiful floors from Tarkett. Tarkett sheet vinyl is durable and comes with easy, glueless installation. The Harbor Village collection in four colors is 79 cents a square foot. The Garrison collection comes with a lifetime wear warranty in two colors. $139 a square foot. Find these and other big savings during Menards Super Sale, going on now through February 2nd.
Save big money at Menards.
Stock market instability, volatility, and losing money is a big concern. But it doesn't have to be. With a structured retirement plan, you can protect your money and forward your financial progress toward retirement. You don't have to risk your future riding the stock market roller coaster. Call the Miami Valley's retirement resource and author of Income Allocation, David Gaylor, at Tradewinds Financial Group. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. And tune in Saturdays at 3 for your game plan for retirement.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Life happens. At McAfee, we make it easier for you by offering lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance or filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Learn more at mcair.com. Any season, anytime, McAfee.
Find your comfort zone at Frisch's Big Boy with $5.99 comfort bowls and combos. Kick back with our mashed potato and chicken bowl. Take on our chili champ bowl. Or go big with our 3-egg breakfast bowl. All just $5.99 each. Or create your own comfort combo. Choose from select entrees, sides, and drinks for just $5.99. But don't get too comfortable. Our $5.99 comfort bowls and combos are available for a limited time only at Frisch's Big Boy.
Your basement is damp, dirty, and not somewhere you want to spend time. You've tried other flooring only to have to replace it again and again. Nature Stone is the only solution that will stand up to flooding and water damage. It has a higher insulation rating than carpet and is warmer than linoleum, vinyl, wood, or tile. Only Nature Stone will never have to be replaced. It's easy to clean and comfortable, too. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
Hi, this is Barry Williams, Greg from the Brady Bunch. What if you took classic TV's greatest stars from the shows we grew up with, including Don Wells, Jimmy Walker, Jerry Mathers as the Beaver, plus tons more, add you, and we all set sail on the high seas. The cruise sets sail November 8th through the 14th for the Western Caribbean on Celebrity Cruise Lines. You'll come home with bragging rights, the pictures to prove it, and memories to last a lifetime. Book your cabin now at ClassicTVStarsCruise.com. That's ClassicTVStarsCruise.com.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
Foggy conditions throughout the morning hours have continued, and we could possibly see that last until the afternoon as well. High temperatures today lifting to 42 degrees and trying to see some sunshine later on today. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care. We sure appreciate you tuning in with us today. We're here every Saturday at noon. We love doing the show. We love hearing from you.
We do.
We
do. If you tune us in, we'll tune you up. How's that? That's my new song.
Hey, I like that.
I don't even like to say tune up. But anyways, yeah. Hey, just real quickly, I want to make one comment about the last caller, Mike, about his situation. Quite honestly, I just did a real quick check. One of the most common components to fail in that circuit is actually the blower motor processor. Certainly something that is not going to tolerate voltage spikes. So that's a possibility. We don't want to jump to that conclusion.
Yeah, that's on the 08 Tahoe.
Right. And the other thing that Mike mentioned was that the vehicle was in and obviously had a very weak battery. I don't know what else it was in for, but the weak battery kind of finished things off and had to be jump started. So we saw a lot of weak batteries this week from folks that we don't normally see.
Right.
Our regular customers, because we do a typically twice, three times a year maintenance, just inspection, we check that battery every time because we want to make sure we're pulling batteries out of vehicles before we get to the point where they're going to fail, let people down, and cause other electrical problems. So my point in this is, Mike, is just that wherever you're taking your vehicle for service or however that's going on, just make sure that they're actually doing a full battery test as part of their courtesy inspection every time they see that vehicle, which should occur at least twice a year, because we will see batteries failing consistently. We replace batteries all year long because we're catching them before they actually die.
Right, and the extreme conditions will kind of put the nail in the coffin.
It is. It takes 30% of their ability to produce cold cranking amps away immediately based on that. So, all right, great. Well, again, we are going to jump on the lines. We're going out to Mark real quick. Mark, thanks for hanging in here with us. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I just got some general questions. I have a 2007 Saab 9-3, 248,000 miles on it. Can I basically get another 100,000 out of that car?
Well, hold on a minute. Let me get my crystal ball out. I'm going to dust that off real quick and my Ouija board. So we'll see. Those are awesome and very cool cars. Actually, we have one of our staff drives one. He just loves it, right? Is it possible to see 350,000 miles out of that car? That is totally dependent upon how you have maintained it to this point.
Okay.
I
don't change my oil. I take synthetic, go synthetic. And I know the old adage was change it every 3,000 miles, which I don't think it applies to today's cars.
I agree.
Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, well, synthetic in that vehicle, I would say change it at 5,000 miles.
Okay, and that's what I've been doing.
Yep.
Now, parts. I haven't run into a problem with the 9.3 yet as far as getting parts. I did with an old, I had a 1990 Olds Cutlass, and I ran into problems
later
on this year.
Yeah.
But, yes, but other than that, that's my biggest worry. So is that a worry that I should have going forward?
Well,
what about the other fluids?
Yeah, good question, Jan. Tell us about how you've maintained the rest of the fluids in that vehicle and just the overall vehicle.
The antifreeze change and...
Right.
And, transmission fluid.
Gear oil services. Yeah.
Yeah. I do it pretty religiously. When it's time to get it done, I take it in the shop and get it done.
Okay. Well, we are supported, of course, by BG products. We've used them for years. And our rule of thumb is, regardless of the vehicle, all the other fluids need to be replaced every 2 years or 30,000 miles. Period. Period. And some people might say that's extreme, but the bottom line is that, and because we can do a true oil analysis only at our shop, we can pull those samples and see really what's going on. So if you're not quite certain, if you've been hitting those maybe every 3, 4, 5 years, you might want to tighten that up a little bit, especially as you've gotten this age on this vehicle. But back to your question real quickly about parts. So, Saab, of course, is kind of, I consider it the redheaded stepchild, but they're cool cars. They just are. And so I think you're going to be able to find parts for them because of the internet for years to come. Will they be more expensive? Absolutely, they will. And, you're going to always find common stuff for them, filters and fluids and bulbs and things like that at most auto parts stores. But you're just going to have to use the internet more to find that. I mean, I'll give you an example of it. So Suzuki, stopped building vehicles in the United States or selling them. And they're very common, though, out on the West Coast. So we've got customers with Suzukis that we find parts for them all the time out on the West Coast. It just delays the part, receiving part for maybe a couple days. But I wouldn't get too worried about it. I think you got a cool car, and it sounds like you're maintaining it, Mark.
Okay, and one more question. You're talking about batteries. Religiously, you should change your battery out every 4 years?
Well, again, if you're testing it, but I'll give you this. The average life of a battery in this region is 38 months. So play it from there, depending on how it's used, because we have high temperatures in the summer, cold temperatures in the winter.
And have it tested.
Have it tested. Have it tested and replace it before it dies. Mark, great questions. We're going to run to a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with a whole lot more, and I answer your questions.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm John Tisdell with a WHIO News update. Our top story, the fog continues to linger around the Miami Valley.
Fog lingering around the Miami Valley. I'm meteorologist Jesse Magg. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple T in traffic. Got report of a broken down vehicle on southbound 75 at Main Street. Crews on scene of a crash in Miamisburg, North Heineke Road near State Route 725. Traffic moving pretty well on the freeways. If you're going to be traveling on eastbound 70 from State Route 49, that 8-mile drive to I-75 will take you about 7 minutes. Our top story, fog continues to linger across the Miami Valley today. A dense fog advisory remains in effect for Preble, Montgomery, Greene, Miami, Champaign, Butler, and Warren counties until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Places towards the north, you'll probably be in the clear, but Dayton will likely have at least some form of fog throughout the entire day. Once we get into the afternoon hours, if we do get sunshine, it should burn it up.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mack will have the full forecast coming up in just a moment. To the Commonwealth of Virginia, where both Republicans and Democrats are calling on the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, to resign.
Northam under fire because of a photo in his medical school yearbook that features one person in blackface, another in a KKK hood and robe.
Fox's Pam Pusa with team coverage. The Associated Press is reporting that according to a Virginia Democrat, the governor now does not believe that he was in that photo and has no plans to resign. We've learned Governor Northam will release a statement to the media later this afternoon. Something you've heard our consumer warrior Clark Howard discuss, that utility payment scam. We've learned scammers have been calling DP&L customers in the Inglewood area, threatening to shut off their service if immediate payment is not made. DPNL tells us that anyone who receives a 1-800 phone number posing as their utility provider are advised to not pay money over the phone and not to call that number back. With the weather patterns changing throughout the Miami Valley, the water mains have definitely been taking a pounding in the Montgomery County.
Montgomery County crews tell us at least 10 breaks have occurred over the last several weeks, including one that shut down Dayton Xenia Road Friday afternoon. So far, no one's service has been disrupted and no boil advisories have been issued.
WHIO's Jonah Adi says crews says it's not the extreme cold but the change in temperatures that leads to breaks. Well, for those of us who've been clamoring for an early spring,
there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be.
That's the forecast from Groundhog Day official Groundhog Punxsutawney Phil early this morning, as he did not see a shadow in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. If Phil had seen a shadow, that would have been meant the forecast would have meant six more weeks of winter. No Punxsutawney Phil here. We got the most accurate and dependable forecast. And here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Foggy conditions continue for the Miami Valley. We're starting to work some of that out of the region, but we could still see fog hanging around into the afternoon hours. High temperature 42 degrees today, looking for some sunshine later in the afternoon. Another foggy night expected tonight with low temperatures dropping to 32. On Sunday, fog in the morning, then sunshine in the afternoon and a high temperature up to 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar showing no precipitation, but still fog across the Miami Valley. Seeing that outsider window looking right at, into the downtown Dayton skyline. So just something to keep in mind if you're going to be out and about. Do keep those headlights on. We have currently 27 degrees in Troy, 28 degrees in Springfield, and currently 30 degrees in Dayton at 1234. I'm John Tisdale, WHIO Continuing News.
If you have a pension, listen in. Mike Martinez and his team at the Pension Group have been helping people with their pension decisions for more than two decades. Much of their knowledge is now available to you in Mike's new book, Retire from Honda Financially Free. Mike covers the biggest pension issues facing you as an associate, including how to take your pension, what's best for you, the lump sum, or the monthly payment. We've seen segmented rates go up. Unfortunately, that can bring your retirement down, with some people losing 40, 60, or hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned money. With changing rates, timing is everything. When should you step away from the workforce? Mike touches on all these issues and more in his new book, Retire from Honda Financially Free. Receive your complimentary copy when you set a visit with Mike or purchase online at retirefromhonda.com. Make the best pension choice for you. Retirefromhonda.com. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group. Neither Michael Martinez nor the Pension Group has any affiliation with any company and or with American Honda Motor Company, Inc. or its affiliates.
Hi. Dave and Megan here from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk right here live every Saturday on WHIO. Megan, I know how you love unlimited offers and I know you love Mike's Car Wash.
That's right, Dave, because at Mike's Car Wash, I get the ultimate wash or the works wash unlimited. Pay for 5 months and get the 6 month free.
That's right. You can wash it all you want. It's the best way to preserve, protect, and keep your car looking like new. And you can purchase at any of Mike's 22 great locations. Or for more details, go to mikescarwash.com.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone or iPhone? Use the Google Assistant app and say, play WHIO News.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for sticking in with us today. We are in the studio taking your calls, and we're having a great, great show. I think this is just the fastest hour in radio
a lot
altogether.
Of great questions.
And,
yeah.
And I know we loved having Megan here. She helped cut a commercial with the Mike's Car Wash.
Yep.
And it's just really funny. Our kids have all helped us over the years doing different aspects of our business. We are so blessed and so thankful for that. And I just want to tell a story real quick. Megan Marie Murphy is her name. She moved to Florida recently with her husband and child, and they don't have Mike's Car Wash down there. She hasn't been able to find anything in that even compares to Mike's Car Wash, and she lived right by a Mike's Car Wash here in town. So yep. I want to give a shout out to Megan, but also Mike's Car Wash. She just loves Mike's Car Wash.
You know she's listening to us on the iHeart app.
That's right.
Absolutely.
She listens to us all the time. So Megan really enjoyed
the Mike's Car Wash experience.
Well, she enjoyed Mike's sales pizza, Mike sells chips, Marion's Pizza, Mike's Car Wash, and of course Murphy's Auto Care. She doesn't have her car maintained by Murphy's Auto Care anymore either. So
absolutely,
a lot of things she misses. But thanks, Mike's Car Wash. They do a great job. Their employees, they're so fast. They're courteous. They have a smile on their face. They're a pleasure to be around. And I love getting my car washed at Mike's.
Absolutely.
Three convenient locations here in town.
You can count on them. Absolutely. You sure can. You know, I got the question this week, is winter or summer harder on vehicles' radiators? And I thought it was a great question because there really is a correct answer. And winter is actually, they take much more abuse in winter. And we're talking about the engine, the radiator out in front of your vehicle and most vehicles. Of course, there's a condenser out there also, but let's just talk about the radiator for now, okay? Internally, it's got antifreeze circulating through it, and its purpose is to transfer the heat from the engine to the atmosphere, so we regulate and control temperature on the engine internally. But on the outside of that, this time of year, this is why it's so much harder on it. We've got road salt, we've got all the chemicals for de-icing, we've got a lot of stuff on the road that's being literally drawn right up into the radiator. And remember, we've got about 200 soldered connections, or actually they're aluminum now, so they're welded differently. But those connections and the exterior of that radiator take a tremendous amount of abuse right now this time of year. So that's why going to a place like Mike's Car Wash, which actually power washes that off through the front, through their process, is so helpful to extending the life of your radiator. It's the same thing in the summer, too, because of the bugs get off. But right now, you know, you can't beat it. It's a great place to do it. But
plus the undercarriage. I mean, you get your undercarriage washed in that full-service car wash, and it's cleaning everything off. I mean, look at the roads. Everything is that's on there
that's
is
nasty.
Underneath your car, just building and building. So,
and it's not just dirt. It's corrosive.
Yeah.
It's corroding things as we speak.
Yeah. I think the best value is the car wash books. Just buy some books. They make great gifts. But you can use them. Get your car washed every week or every couple days.
Yeah.
And get that sludge off your car.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the radiator, right?
Okay.
So if the vehicle's not had the coolant changed, completely serviced or flushed is one of the terms in our industry, every 2 years or every 30,000 miles, even though I know that is much sooner than what most typical owner's manual will recommend, most vehicles say 100,000 miles. Folks, let me tell you something. Your antifreeze is turning into a battery every day, all right, because of the chemical reaction that's occurring inside. And that's natural. It's just that the voltage increases, and we end up with something called ECD, which is electrochemical degradation. It attacks the inside of the radiator. It attacks the inside of the heater core. It attacks the hoses on your vehicle. So to that point, using high-quality flush components like those that we use at Murphy's Auto Care with the BG products protects these major components. I got to tell you, if you got to have a radiator replaced in your vehicle, you're going to spend between $300 and maybe $600, $700, $800 minimum, because if it's done properly, it's the radiator, it's the hoses, it's the clamps, it's the coolant, it's the thermostat.
And you just, if you had a regular flush,
you can
as recommended,
that's right.
Not only protect them, but it comes with warranty.
Absolute, great point, and I'm going to point that out. So with BG services, assuming those vehicles have been serviced either at a 50,000 before 50,000 miles or now up to 100,000 miles, you get a tremendous amount of protection. If any of these flushes have been done on a vehicle using BG services products prior to 50,000 miles, you're going to get $4,000 worth of coverage per system, and that is ongoing for life as long as you continue to have the services flushed every 2 years or 30,000 miles. I mean, it's great insurance. You can't beat it. It's better than the manufacturer ever gave you for the vehicle, right?
Right.
And it's transferable. So let's say you get 150,000 miles on the vehicle. You've got proof. Well, if you're dealing with us, we've all got it digital, so we'll pass it on. But you've got proof that vehicle's been maintained properly, and you can pass that on. The value of your vehicle just went up when you're selling it.
Well, if you take care of your vehicle, it will take care of you in many different aspects. And I know we talk about that every week on the show. We also use KOI Auto Parts. They are the professional's choice. They help us have our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. If you're getting parts at the dollar store and throwing them on there, you're going to have to keep going back over and over again. You're not getting a warranty with that. And so, you know, this philosophy will save you money in the long run to just take care of your car with good quality parts. You know, clean your car. I mean, put good parts on your car.
Flush the fluids.
Have it checked out 3 times a year, so that you're not let down.
That's right. That's right. And so that's why we've always partnered with great, great suppliers in our business. You know, we don't want people's cars to break down. We don't want them to be not able to get to the things that are important in their life, which is every day, right? So that's why we recommend full services, regular maintenance, the things that keep your car running.
Yeah.
We don't need broken cars. When I grew up as a kid, everybody expected their car to break. I mean, it was normal. You could drive down any street on a Saturday or Sunday, and there was Dad and the kids. The hood was open, and they were out there working on the car. I think it was like, a rite of passage almost. You had to do that. Our lives are too busy these days. I mean, it goes at a crazy rate, right?
Yeah.
But it's a good thing because we all get to do a lot more stuff.
Okay, so we've talked about us a lot today, and I really want to take a minute and talk about our community and our partnership with the Goodwill Auto Auction.
The floor is yours.
Well, you can help.
I will.
We do partner with the Goodwill Auto Auction, and we have had several vehicles that we have restored to their, you know, a good condition that go up for auction at the Dayton Auto Auction here.
Right. It's called the Goodwill Gem Program.
Yeah. So for those of you who are new to that or not familiar with what they do, the Goodwill here in Dayton, they service so many of our community members by offering support and training and assistance and whatever they may need to get them back involved in the community, working.
That's right.
People donate their cars, and that helps the community. All the proceeds go right back into these programs. And they just do so much for our area. We want to thank the Goodwill Auto Auction.
And we're proud to be part of that. Quite honestly, we get that opportunity, you know, to see the vehicles that are donated, and we choose a select few each year. We restore those, as Jan mentioned, along with our partner Toma Body Shop here in Dayton, and those vehicles then return to the auction. But to your point, Jan, I just want to say, they have over 40 programs at the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley that helps annually over 20,000 Dayton residents or citizens with a hand up. So if you don't know about the Goodwill, jump online, look at them, and if you're interested in donating a vehicle, it's super easy. One call, they'll pick the vehicle up. The title work's all handled. It's done usually within just a few hours, as long as it's available. You're available, I should say, or the vehicle is, and the vehicle's going to help many, many people in our community.
Right here in Dayton.
Absolutely.
So that number is 228-2886, and you can go online at goodwilldaytonauto.com. You can find out more about when the auctions are. You can attend an auction, or you can just donate something that you or somebody that you know. Any RV, truck, vehicle, motorcycle, anything, they take it, and it all goes up at the auction, and all the proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley.
Yep. Makes
Wonderful
you feel good
program.
About donating, and the auction's a fun if you go to it, and you know, there's some great bargains there every two weeks.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just kind of a cool place to, you know, it's kind of a walk back in time sometimes because of some of those vehicles, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of current stuff there.
Very much. Yeah, I mean, we see every week the auction's up, you're going to see at least a dozen vehicles that are, you know, probably only 6-7 years old. So if you're looking for a vehicle, hey, for maybe a new driver, or maybe you're sending a student off to college, or they just need to replace a car because the last one didn't live so well, it's a good place to check, right?
It is.
And you got a whole week to check it out. So,
that's right.
Absolutely. So thank you again to the Goodwill Auto Auction and Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. We appreciate that. I'm going to go real quickly to John. Hey, John, how you doing out there? Thanks for being patient and waiting.
Yeah, question. I've got a mother-in-law who's got an 04 Malibu, and it's only got 20,000 miles on it. She doesn't drive it enough. The battery keeps going dead. She has to have it replaced, and I'm thinking of putting a battery tender on that car. What would you recommend as far as minimum amperage service on that battery tender?
About 1.25 is all it takes. We just installed one. We do that frequently. We just installed one for a customer. I mean, the same story, literally, 2 days ago. And, we sell lifetime batteries. We can't keep doing that, right? When the battery is just, the car's not being used, the charging system's not operating. So, yeah, I mean, a battery tender, there's a lot of good ones out on the market. You can even buy them locally. This last one we just did the other day, we just mounted it in the engine compartment, made the connections properly, and then just extended the cord right out the front down by one of the fog lights on this vehicle. Made it super simple
well,
for
them. That's exactly what I want to do. I've looked at Amazon.com. They've got a whole array of chargers on
there.
Oh,
yeah.
And some of the chargers have the optional wires that go direct to the battery post, so you can hook it up permanently like you're talking about. But some of those optional wires, they've got like a washer with an ID on it, and they don't look like they're big enough to go over a top post on a conventional car battery. They look like they're made for motorcycles or ATVs, but she's got side posts.
Yeah.
So do you think that would work okay for side posts?
Well, it can. You know, you have to look at that, and then you bring up a good point because the size of the wire is very important. In many cases, those are designed just to actually, you can attach them to the stud that clamps the clamp bolt on a top post. But if she's got that side post battery, there's other, I guess, adapters you can get that you can stack some cables on there, and you can buy those at any parts house, and then just change the eyelet on the end of those so they're a little bit larger. If you want, give us a call at the shop on Monday. I can actually give you the manufacturer that we use because we just purchased it locally, and it had the correct eyelets on it. So if you get a second, give us a call at 426-2886. If I'm not in, just ask for Brian or Ryan. They'll be happy to fill you in on that.
Give me that number, 426.
It's 426-2886, or just remember 426-AUTO. That's our shop number, and either Brian, Ryan, or Eric, our service managers, would be happy to help you with that and give you a lead on that.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. I don't want to buy one on Amazon.com and find out it doesn't fit. So
well, you're right.
Your shop and ask them for a recommendation.
We'd enjoy that and look forward to meeting you, John. Thanks for that call today.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. that
very
was timely.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's a really common thing. A lot of folks have a car that sits around. They don't drive it very much. That's the way to do it. All right, great. You know what? We're going to jump out here real quick, and we're going to talk to John. Hello, John. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello, John. Can you hear us? This is Dave and Jan at Auto Talk.
Yeah, this is John.
Hi. How can we help you?
My question is about winterizing small engines and actually an automobile, two-cycle, four-cycle, and then a regular automobile. And I've been getting mixed stories about on the smaller engines, running them empty and leave them empty, running them empty and then fill it up with gas and stabilizer. And the reason I'm getting tired of it, it seems like I've been replacing carburetors and chainsaws and generators and things like that lately.
Sure.
And I just wanted your opinion on what should be done properly to winterize those.
Great. Well, it's a great question. And I can just tell you what I do personally, or we do, you know, in our shop, because we have some small engines, but at least at my home or our property, I probably have a dozen small engines, right? And so back in the fall, what I do is all of those that I have access to the fuel supply line that goes from the fuel tank to the carburetor. First thing I'll do is I'll put some fuel stabilizer in the fuel. I'll run them, get them up to temperature, make sure they're running really well, and then I basically shut the fuel off. So we run it out of fuel, okay?
Okay.
And so that's always worked for me. I can tell you I haven't bought a carburetor for a small engine. Well, one. I bought a piece of equipment that hadn't happened to apparently, and I had to buy the carburetor. But the stuff I have, I haven't had to. So just run it out of fuel. Get the stabilizer in there, get it warmed up, and run it out of fuel. That's basically all you got to do if you're talking about a small single cylinder, even a twin cylinder like generator. You can do the same thing with that. But that's really it. You know, if it's a marine engine, we fog it. We fog it while we're shutting it down, so that we coat the cylinders and the cylinders with that oil. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave you on hold for a second, and we're going to run to a real quick break. All right, John? Be right back.
Sure. The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company is overstocked, and that means incredible savings for you. We've consolidated thousands of pieces in our beautiful Centerville store. In fact, we brought so much jewelry and diamonds to Centerville that we're offering massive discounts on engagement rings, wedding bands, and much more. If this is the year for I Do, you can't pass up these huge savings from EDC. Make a personalized one-on-one appointment or just stop in to view hundreds of styles and designs. Try our affordable custom design for your own engagement ring. Come by yourself and we'll work step by step to build the greatest surprise of her life, even if you're not sure where to start. Or come as a couple for a truly unique experience neither of you will forget. Any style, any budget, you'll find a stunning gift at Elizabeth Diamond Company, only in Centerville. It's true, if you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet. Financing available to qualified buyers.
The Developmental Disabilities of Clark County Endowment Fund is getting colorful at the Clark County Fairgrounds on Sunday, April 28th. Die Hard 5K is aiming to improve the health and safety of people with developmental disabilities by providing necessary equipment such as ramps and wheelchairs. Visit clarkdd.org for more information. This lively event is for the whole family. Run or walk in the most colorful 5K ever. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo, Mann and Schultz.
Your garage is an entrance to your home. Transform it into a welcoming entryway. It'll look great, but more importantly, Nature Stone reduces tracked in dirt, eliminates puddling, standing water, and salt damage, and covers uneven concrete so you don't slip or trip. Don't replace the concrete. Don't paint your floor. It just doesn't work. Nature Stone is the affordable garage floor solution that beautifies your home. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971 with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over two decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
I'm Dave Murphy of Murphy's Auto Care, and you might have heard that Jan and I are teaming up with the Goodwill Auto Auction. When I learned about all the great ways the Goodwill Auto Auction helps people in our community, we knew we wanted to get involved. We had no idea of all the great work they do to help people with disabilities and other needs. Did you know they helped more than 18,000 people last year alone? Incredible! You can help too. When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the proceeds are used to support local programs for people in need. Always a free tow, and Goodwill handles all the paperwork. Call 228-AUTO and donate today.
Foggy conditions continue for the Miami Valley. We're starting to work some of that out of the region, but we could still see fog hanging around into the afternoon hours. High temperature 42 degrees today, looking for some sunshine later in the afternoon. Another foggy night expected tonight with low temperatures dropping to 32. On Sunday, fog in the morning, then sunshine in the afternoon, and a high temperature up to 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us here on Auto Talk. We're going to jump back on the phones.
Right now?
Right now.
Here we go. Hello, John. How you doing? You still there?
Yes.
Gotcha. I hope we were able to answer your question at least about small engines. Kind of quickly, what was the rest of your question? I believe it was something about winterizing an automobile, right?
Correct. And then the other part of the small engines is there. Places are trying to sell the gas in the can now and saying that would take care of the problem. Is that a true statement?
Well, I've not used it personally, so I can't say whether it works or not. I think it's just, to me, I look at it and I go, well, it might be because, you know, although they make money on servicing small engines, right? So whether it works or not, I think they're fine with replacing your carburetor every couple of years.
Right.
So I would stick with what I know works, which is mix my fuel if I have to it and use a separate stabilizer and go on, because I haven't had problems with that. That's my spin on it.
My question is, basically the gas you buy at a gas pump, it's the ethanol that's causing the problems,
that's
right?
Correct. That's correct, because it does separate.
And the gas in the can doesn't have ethanol in it?
You know, if it's ethanol free, again, it's not. I've seen it recently at some of the big box stores. I haven't really read exactly what's in it. But the key is your point is exactly spot on. You don't want to have a lot of fuel sitting around that's still got ethanol in it, because it's 10%, right? And it's going to phase separate and cause problems.
Okay.
So, all right.
And then back to the regular engine in an automobile, winterizing it.
Same problem. If it sticks around, hangs around, you need to pump it out and replace the fuel.
Okay.
All right. I got to run. They're great questions. I appreciate it, John. And have a good weekend. Right. Thank you, sir.
Lots of good questions today. Boy, they're all over the place, which is really cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's all about maintenance, you know, which I'm glad to see. People are focused on maintaining things.
Yeah. One of the things we do at Murphy's Auto Care is an oil engine analysis.
Correct.
We've been doing a lot of those lately.
We use a product called a Microlab. We are the only automotive service provider, quite honestly, east of the Mississippi that has this highly advanced, very expensive piece of equipment in our shop, but we felt it was worthwhile because, just like Dr. Merkel talks about, prevention is the key, right? So we recommend typically doing an oil sample analysis regularly on our, of course, regular customers' vehicles, as well as new friends that come to meet us, because it gives us a baseline on really what's going on with the internal components of the engine or the transmission in your vehicle. Also, we can do the same test on a differential, but primarily we focus on the engine and the transmission. So if you're not familiar with having an oil analysis performed annually, consider it. You know, we recommend an alignment be performed annually and other things be performed regularly or annually, I should say. This is the foundation, as to know where situations are going on, what major metals are starting to deteriorate inside the engine, because it can help you forecast how to either keep, maintain, or discard that vehicle and when you should.
Just like Dr. Merkel helps you decide a path to follow once they do a blood test, this is really key for your automobile.
It really is. You know, and if you have a plan, and you can't build a plan until you know what you're working with, right? So to take a stab at it like we have for so many years in our industry, you know, is now we have a new way to approach this and maintain your vehicles and give you the confidence that really you've been looking for all along. So give us a call if you're interested in an oil analysis. We do that exclusively at Murphy's Auto Care. You can check us out on the web, murphysautocare.com, or you can just call us.
And we are looking for team members.
We are.
Give us a call also if you're interested in our company. We'd be interested in you. You can call us at 426-AUTO or 426-2886. You can send Dave an email, dave@murphysautocare. Otherwise, we will see you next Saturday at noon.
Absolutely. Stay warm, stay safe, keep buckled up, and have a wonderful week, folks. Thank you so much for listening to us here on Auto Talk.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.